Among the animals which have not reason, one life is distributed. But among reasonable animals, one intelligent soul is distributed. Just as there is one earth of all things which are of an earthy nature, and we see by one light, and breathe one air, all of us that have the faculty of vision, and all that have life. All things which participate in anything which is common to them, all move towards that which is of the same kind with themselves. Everything which is earthy turns towards the earth. Everything which is liquid flows together, and everything which is of an aerial kind does the same, so that they require something or the application of force to keep them asunder. Fire, indeed, moves upwards on account of the elemental fire, but it is so ready to be kindled, together with all the fire which is here, that even every substance which is somewhat dry is easily ignited, because there is less mingled with it of that which is a hindrance to ignition. Accordingly, then, everything also which participates in the common intelligent nature moves in like manner towards that which is of the same kind with itself, or moves even more eagerly. For so much as it is superior in comparison with all other things, in the same degree also is it more ready to mingle with and to be fused with that which is akin to it. Accordingly, among animals devoid of reason, we find swarms of bees and herds of cattle and the nurture of young birds, and in a manner loves. For even in animals there are souls, and that power which brings them together is seen to exert itself in the superior degree, and in such a way as never has been observed in plants, nor in stones, nor in trees. But in rational animals there are political communities, and friendships, and families, and meetings of people, and in wars, treaties, and armistices. But in the things which are still superior, even though they are separated from one another, unity in a manner exists, as in the stars. Thus the ascent to the higher degree is able to produce a sympathy even in things which are separated. See then what now takes place. For only intelligent animals have now forgotten this mutual desire and inclination, and in them alone the property of flowing together is not seen. But still, though men strive to avoid this union, they are caught and held by it, for their nature is too strong for them. And you will see what I say if you only observe. You will sooner find anything earthy which comes in contact with no other earthy thing than a man altogether separated from other men. Man and God and the universe produce fruit. At the proper seasons each produces it. But if usage has especially fixed these terms to the vine and like things, this is nothing. Reason produces fruit both for all and for itself, and there are produced from it other things of the same kind as reason itself. If you are able, correct by teaching those who do wrong, but if you cannot, remember that patience is given to you for such occasions. And the gods, too, are patient with and indulgent to such persons, and for some purposes they even help them to get health, wealth, and reputation, so kind they are. And it is in your power also, or say, who hinders you? Labour not as one who is wretched, nor yet as one who would be pitied or admired, but direct your will to one thing only, to put yourself in motion and to check yourself, as the social reason requires. Today I have got out of all trouble, or rather I have cast out all trouble, for it was not outside, but within and in my opinions. All things are the same, familiar in experience and ephemeral in time, and worthless in the matter. Everything now is just as it was in the time of those whom we have buried. Things stand outside of us, themselves by themselves, neither knowing aught of themselves nor expressing any judgment. What is it, then, which does judge about them? The ruling faculty, reason. Not in passivity, but in activity lie the evil and the good of the rational social animal. Just as his virtue and his vice lie not in passivity, but in activity. For the stone which has been thrown up, it is no evil to come down, nor indeed any good to have been carried up. Penetrate inwards into men's leading principles, and you will see what judges you are afraid of, and what kind of judges they are of themselves. All things are changing, and you yourself are in continuous mutation, and in a manner in continuous destruction, and the whole universe too. It is your duty to leave another man's wrongful act there where it is. Termination of activity, cessation from movement and opinion, and in a sense their death, is no evil. Turn your thoughts now to the consideration of your life as a child, as a youth, your manhood, your old age. For in these also every change was a death. Is this anything to fear? Turn your thoughts now to your life under your grandfather, then to your life under your mother, then to your life under your father. And as you find many other differences and changes and terminations, ask yourself, is this anything to fear? In like manner, then, neither are the termination and cessation and change of your whole life a thing to be afraid of.